Welcome to the Beginner Photography Podcast, brought to you by CloudSpot, the easiest way to deliver and sell your photos online. Today, well, I have something special, something that I have not done before, but I thought that it would be fun. I'm going to take you with me to a wedding. Yeah, so I recorded some audio, both with my Apple Watch as well as a GoPro, in the hopes that you can kind of hear what's going on in my head, as well as what's going on around me on a wedding day. This wedding that you're going to hear is actually my last wedding of the year, which brings me to some news that I want to share with you all after all of this behind-the-scenes goodness, of course, that you are about to hear. So be sure to stick around to the end of the episode to hear what my future in weddings looks like. This is a big episode, so hold on, all right? So with that, let's go ahead and jump on into my car as I share with you how I start each wedding day. All right, it is, it's wedding morning, so I'm on my way to a wedding right now, and I thought that I would just kind of bring you along with me, kind of share some thoughts that I have throughout the day, and I don't know, just in the hopes that this might be helpful to some of you. So I thought I'd start off with, like, what happens before the wedding. So for me, I find that on a day where I have to be alert creatively, it helps for me to make almost no decisions before the wedding, because then that can take away some of that that brain juice, I guess. So one thing that I do every morning is that I have the exact same thing, or I do the exact same routine, right? I get up, I have coffee, I kind of chat with the family for a bit, I have the exact same breakfast every time, I make sure that all my batteries are packed and that they are put away. Everything that I have is working. And unfortunately, this morning, I discovered that I always bring three flashes with me to a wedding. Typically, I use two, and if one fails, then I have a backup, and that's typically enough for me. But I found that two of my flashes are not operating properly, and that's bad news. That's bad news for two reasons. One, I kind of have a look that I do, right? Like I said, I'm kind of a creature of routine, a creature of habit. So I like to put my flashes during the reception. I have one off-camera flash off by the band, and then I have one flash on camera to illuminate the scene for a reception how I like. So I'm hoping that they will start operating properly by the time I get there. I took out the batteries. I don't know, let them breathe or something. Sounds dumb, but I'm trying for anything right now. So there's that, obviously. And then the other reason why this is bad is because after, I don't know, 2 weeks of beautiful sun, perfect weather in the 70s, just, you know, like a second summer, it's pouring down rain today, and it is projected to, and it looks like it is going to be raining from noon, when I get to the wedding, until 8 p.m. when the wedding is over. So that is very bad, because that limits, you know, going outside. So that means that all the photos are going to have to be done inside. And on top of that, the entire wedding is in one location. The getting ready, the ceremony, and the reception, all in one location. I Googled it, because I had never been there before, and it is a very old, very dark, wooden church. And that means I'm going to have to rely pretty heavily on flash today. And if I only have one flash that's working, I'd be lying to you if I said that I wasn't nervous. But I'm still going to do the best that I can, obviously. You know, always keep an eye out for pockets of light. So if something bad were to happen to one of my flashes, essentially what would happen is, you know, the only other option is to crank up my ISO to, you know, a billion and be able to get a proper exposure. And I'm not scared of doing that. It is just simply that having the additional light is, it's just better. It produces better light, and it looks of a higher quality. So that's what I'm dealing with right now, I guess. So we'll see what happens when I get there. I guess I'll give you another check-in when I arrive and see if, you know, any last-minute thoughts come to me before I head in. But before I go, I thought that I'd also share, you know, one thing that I do before every wedding. Like I said, I'm kind of this creature of habit. So I always stop at a gas station right before a wedding, typically to, you know, fill up my car. And on top of that, even though, you know, the couple and I have had conversations about, you know, being fed during the wedding, eating dinner with the guests, just so that I can, you know, be there in case something happens. You know, oftentimes, you know, the couple will finish dinner before everybody else. So then they're going to get up and then they're going to start talking with guests that have come and saying, you know, thank you for showing up. And then that's when I have to essentially get back to work. So I try to be there while everybody's eating dinner. But sometimes, as I said, it doesn't happen. So I always, you know, stop at a gas station and get the exact same, food items, snack items before every wedding. And that is 2 protein bars, some beef jerky, cashews, and Red Bull. Now, this is obviously not a sustainable diet, but I found that those are the things that can, like, get me through if, say, I show up and everything's kind of running behind and it's hectic and, you know, by the time dinner comes, I'm still working and I have to work through that and I'm hungry. There's always some sort of moment, typically after the first dance or if there's time between, you know, the getting ready and the ceremony. I'll head up to the car, you know, maybe drink half a Red Bull, have a handful of cashews, a piece of beef jerky or two, and then I can get back in, not miss anything, and then not be starving as well. Because one thing that I have found is that if you are really hungry, that is going to affect your creative performance. So even though, like I said, it's not an ideal diet, don't show up to a wedding hungry and expect to be fed. Because even if you have those conversations, sometimes things happen. All right, so luckily I made it with some time to spare. I always try to do that. You know, you never want to show up, feel like you are behind the gun, and then have to kind of grab everything, scramble, and run in there and whatnot. So I always try to show up early. Obviously, I did again this time. And now what I do is I always send my couples a questionnaire a month before the wedding. Basically just asking them to confirm any last minute details, you know, obviously the address, you know, the time in which they want me to be there, any special, you know, events that they have planned, you know, if maybe it's a special, you know, cake cutting or special exchange of something, you know, whatever it is, just so that, again, I'm prepared. So now is the time where I just kind of go over that questionnaire and, you know, kind of get into that space mentally so that when I walk in, it's not like, okay, are you ready for the thing? And I'm like, what? So, this is, I have found always to be, super helpful. So after that, I'll go in and, you know, introduce myself to the bride and we'll go from there. So, I'm going to read to you the wedding day timeline in which the bride sent over to me. And remember, this is all in one location. So the getting ready, the ceremony, and the reception, all in the exact same location. So typically when that happens, you can get through things pretty quickly, cause there's just less logistically that you have to deal with. So I'm about to walk in at noon. It says, noon, Raymond arrives, noon to 1:30, groom and groomsmen pictures. That's a lot of time. Let's see, at 1:30, pictures of bride and bridesmaids with their title robes on. The bride and the bridal party showed up at 9 a.m. So that means, I'm assuming that they've been in their robes since then. 1:45, pictures of mother and bride, a mother of bride zipping up the dress. 2 p.m., pictures of bridesmaids seeing bride in dress for the first time. 2:10 to 3, bride and bridesmaids photos. I'll be honest, that's a lot of time. That is a ton of time that I don't think we're going to need. I'm going to have a ton of time just standing around. 3:20, picture of father of bride seeing bride for the first time. 3:30 to 4, wedding ceremony. 4, family photos, bride and groom wedding party photos. Yeah, because there's also not a first look. 4:30, photos of bride and groom. So I have an hour with the guys, an hour with the girls, and then only 30 minutes of photos with the couple. That's funny. And then from 5 to 8 p.m., it is the reception. So that's kind of the breakdown of how this is going to go. And I promise you, there's going to be a ton of time in between there. I'm just going to do my best to kind of walk around and try to find some creative patches of light so that we can get some interesting portraits. Because if we're not going to be able to go outside today, which right now it doesn't look like it's actively raining, but it is incredibly windy and we're kind of in like a, there's nowhere really nature-y to walk around in. That means that all of my portraits are pretty much going to be done inside. So it's going to be keeping an eye out for locations like that. I will say right now, typically before every wedding, like right before I go in, I am very nervous. I got butterflies, you know, fluttering about in my system. But right now I don't, and I don't know why. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know if it means that, I'm totally prepared, which I do not feel that way, or if it means that I am blissfully ignorant of what I'm about to walk into. And, yeah, well, I gotta say, this is a very strange feeling. I've never felt this calm before a wedding before. And, I guess we will see at the end of the day if this, is a premonition or if it was just, ignorance. All right, let's go inside. All right, so at this point, I walk in, I say hi to the bride, I say hey to the groom, I say hey to the planner, and then I just kind of get my lay of the land because I'm assuming that I'm going to be shooting inside this church all day. And this is where that audio would go if I would have hit record rather than stop on my watch. So I apologize for that. So this clip starts when I walk into the guy's dressing room where they, you know, are just putting on their cufflinks before we go outside, grab some groomsmen photos. There's also a young kid in the room. So you're going to hear some baby talking. And I apologize for how much breathing there is and how disturbing it is to hear somebody breathing this much. So again, I apologize. These aren't the best mics in the world. And yeah, if you can put up with it, I think that you're going to learn something.
And they're like, send us your address. They mailed you? Because they were like, we got hundreds of them in our house. And
yeah.
They mailed it to me, bro. Sign.
That is sick.
Sweet. Like 6 months later.
That is sick.
How's it going? I'm Raymond.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Trey.
So what do you guys got left? You're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm
ready to go.
I got to do a little something with her.
Okay. The cufflinks?
Yeah.
Usually.
Are there, let's see, you got holes. So they replace these buttons right there. So you just put them through the same hole, and then they come out the other end.
Okay.
So these,
let me see your wrist.
Mm-hmm. What up, dog?
You need to unbutton the top four, not count this one.
Okay.
I don't know if this would be a Midwestern way if it wasn't open container for me.
Oh, it's a little wild.
A true Midwestern way.
I'm already sweating.
I'm dude, I talk about sweating. I brought extra underwear for the ceremony.
Are we going out of this room soon, or are we going to stay here for a minute?
Well, I guess it depends on when you guys want to get photos done. I know that it's scheduled like over the next hour,
right.
So we have quite a bit of time. Are you looking to?
I'm looking to not sweat through my
shirt.
Right.
I need to go outside.
Then I'm gonna head outside, try to find a spot,
okay,
and then I'll come back in, grab you guys, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Of course.
Hey, we're getting ready to go outside.
All right. Crazy windy. Let's see what we can find as far as a spot for some groomsmen photos. I know that we got construction over here, but I want to see what's on the back side of this church. That's not bad. But then, really looking up at everybody, aren't I? Okay. It's a contender. It's a contender. Probably just have everybody here. You know, the one good thing about this weather is that there's no
harsh sun. That is for sure. Well, looks like we got a little park or trail over here. I'm going to go check out. What I'm looking for when looking for a spot for groomsmen photos is a decent background, like a clean background. That's really it. And then if the light lends itself to it, then wonderful. But we can kind of see through these trees here that we have a house. But we do have some greenery right here. That's not bad. Just photograph them this way, get the trail out of there. Probably have them stand in some of these leaves. Just stand right about here. I'll be right there. In the background one more time. Yeah, I mean, to me it says November. I think that'll work. So I think I'll do a group photo of all the guys up here in front of the church, and then all the individual photos back down the trail.
All right, so I go inside, I grab the guys, and then we come back outside to take their photos. Now, when it comes time to grab groomsmen photos, I find that guys are actually more camera aware or camera conscious than women are. So I really try to start off being super relaxed and then slowly build up on, I guess, what I asked them to do. So I noticed that they had some whiskey, so I recommended that they all start off with a drink, as that is a pretty easy ask. And then I take, you know, a few photos, and then I just walk around them grabbing some candids while everyone, you know, just share stories, and then they laugh or and whatnot. It's those, you know, photos of all the guys laughing because of the stories that they're telling that I find to look truly authentic and real in that moment. If you ask guys to just laugh, it just doesn't feel authentic. So that is what you're about to hear. Hey, Raymond here. If you're sometimes baffled by which camera settings to use, then I've got just the thing for you. My free guide, Picture Perfect Camera Settings. It's a fantastic starting point for anybody eager to understand the basics of camera settings in various shooting scenarios. And it's tailored to beginners who want to get out of auto mode, providing clear, easy-to-follow suggestions on where to start with your settings. So whether you're capturing a stunning landscape or a family portrait, Picture Perfect Camera Settings will help you to get off of automatic mode and explore the possibilities your camera offers. Remember, mastering photography settings is a journey, and this guide is your first step, and the perfect resource to guide you towards finding the right settings for your style. So grab your copy today at perfectcamerasettings.com and start your journey to better photos.
Thank you.
Have you guys bring the cups together right in the middle? All the glasses together?
You guys are going to look like alcoholics as much as you
are. Perfect. You guys are good. Enjoy.
You've already drank all theirs.
Wedding. So I was in the bridal party. This is the last wedding I did. And she...
I know the guy.
And you know, she's a little loopy too.
She's very loopy.
As we were like doing our walking down as couples, she's sitting there just bawling, crying because she doesn't want to do it. And I'm like, look, you know, if we're going to walk away, now's the time. And then music starts playing, people start walking down, and she's crying. And I'm like, link up with the girls, let's go. And I go, but I'll tell you what, when the door's open,
No,
she looked fine.
Wow. She didn't have the red crying eyes as she was walking down?
She did not.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it feels like she's done this a lot.
Done this a couple times. Yeah. So Kristen was like, this is a beautiful scene, like when the trees are, you know, have leaves on them. Right?
Yeah.
So like, she's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's winter, you know, it's about to be winter time. I wonder if there's going to be leaves on trees. I said, don't worry. My parents still have leaves on their trees. We pulled up last night, the leaves were gone. Mm. We pulled up here yesterday, the leaves are gone. I was like,
it's right at the cusp.
All the leaves are like,
you're like 3 days late.
3 days too shy.
Yeah.
We'll have to lay on the ground to make it simulate that there's.
The rain and the leaves just hang out like, all right, we doing this or no?
Yeah.
Go now.
Let's go now.
I will say it's not raining right now, knock on wood. The wind is a little, wind feels great.
Yeah, wind's good.
Right, yeah. Lift up the arms a little bit, get some airflow.
You just see steam come out.
The girls will have fun with their hair during pictures.
Absolutely.
I know, I was looking around, I was like, what are we going to do for that? Because obviously if it's raining outside, it's we're not coming outside.
Right.
Is what that's going to be. Yeah.
Everyone huddle underneath the arch.
We'll make it happen. Come on, we're all family now. We can do it. So I think let's go ahead and take the drinks, and then we'll go over there.
Okay.
We'll do some walking shots, and then we'll just take some portraits of everybody, and
that works.
Pretty much after that, we're done. You know what I mean? Cool. So.
It's easy to be guy, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
Easy to be guy. We're like, guys, get there 11:00 and start getting ready. We're like, is it 11:45?
Yeah. 11:55. We're like, all right, we have to get up now.
I'll have you guys come down here a bit. All right. We'll just do some walking shots here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we'll keep the glasses
down low, like
gentlemen, of course. Yeah, of course.
Pinky out.
always. let's see. All right, I'm gonna have you guys here. I'm gonna be over there, and then we're just gonna walk that way towards me. Yep.
So we're gonna have our drinks out. Pinkies out.
All right. So when you guys are walking. Just nice and slow, all right? Gentlemen's walk, it's Sunday. We're just hanging out, all right? Yeah, you guys can look anywhere you want to. You guys can look at each other, look up at the sky, do whatever, find a squirrel. Don't look down at the ground. That's very boring. Nobody likes photos of just the forehead. Especially when you're going bald like me. Those are the worst. All right. I'll have you guys just start walking my way. I'll have you guys look over at David. Give him a cheers. There you go. We're all walking at like a sloth's pace. You guys can pick it up just a bit more than that. Yeah. Everybody get in nice and close to David. Like we're all cold. We're all going to bundle up, right? Oh, yeah. Just like that. Yeah. He's telling you guys something really important. How can you not? Perfect. And that's it. You guys did a great job walking.
We graduated the walking stage.
All right, so we're just going to do some portraits of everybody, all right, with David. So, David, I'm going to have you come over here. I'll have you stand right here in the leaves. There's plenty of leaves over here, right? You'll be standing right here, and then we'll just kind of rotate between you guys. We'll have you come in, stand right next to David. We'll just get a quick portrait with you. Maybe we'll put down the glasses for these ones.
Yep.
And let's see, Jesse. Thank you so much. All right, and then I'm going to be right here if you guys just want to face me in this direction. Nice and close. I would say just put your hands in your pockets, just nice and easy, all right?
I like that one. Yeah.
That's
more...
It's a little bit easier, right? Perfect. Just I'll have you guys go ahead and look at each other. Think about your past together and all the fun times that you had. And then go in for a kiss for me? No, I'm just kidding. All right, go ahead and look back at me. Perfect. Just like that. All right, thank you so much. We'll switch out.
Hey, wouldn't say I wouldn't.
There you go, perfect, just like that. I'll have you guys separate, just put your hands in your pockets so that the album looks right. There we go, just like that. And then once again, just go ahead and look at each other. Stare into those beautiful eyes. Yeah, just like that. One more, right back at me. Yeah, there you go, just like that. Awesome, thank you. We still recording here? I think so.
Thank you, sir.
Is this more of a business relationship?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's the only reason why he was invited. Perfect, go ahead and look at each other. Smile. Get it nice and close. And then one right here. Perfect. Just like that. And then we'll do one with just everybody one last time. We'll just stay right here. All right. I like this background. And then everybody, once again, just kind of relax. Just hanging out. Put all your weight on one leg. Right. We're just hanging out. Yeah. Just go ahead and look right at each other. Just hang out with each other. Right. Just like that. Hey, look, I'm David. Hey, it's my wedding day. All right. I don't think I've ever seen a Fonz at a wedding. It's got to be the first. And then I'll just have everybody just looking right back at me. Right there. One, two. Got it. You guys nailed it. That's it.
Did you want a drink photo of yourself, David?
I'd rather get the vehicle.
Maybe staying.
I'd rather get a vehicle.
Staying.
Are we going to run across the hood? It is right next to the other car right there.
Pull out in the grass or something.
Ooh.
Keys. So there's plenty of parking space right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works out perfect.
I'm gonna grab my keys.
Huh?
What? I'll do a burnout like you can walk through the smoke.
That one's me.
I did that once. I had a, there was a, the groom's brother or something worked at Dodge, so he had like one of the first Hellcats or something. Oh, wow. So at the wedding, his thing was like, I want to be standing like with my bride in front of this Hellcat, just like, you know, doing a crazy burnout.
Yeah.
And it did not work because the wind was going like in the opposite direction. Yeah. And I was like, well, we tried. You need new tires, but we tried. Like, he was going for it. Like, it was a solid like 40 seconds. And I was thinking to myself,
going the opposite way.
Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, these are, we're just going to hear like a blowout right now, any second now. Luckily, it did not happen. David, I think I'll have you standing right here, right at the front. Can we lean up against the car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have you lean up against it, right?
If you want.
Oh. You want to slide across?
Nah,
I'm not.
I
weighed
myself for when got this, dude. You're good, dude. Look, we're good.
And then everybody else, we're going to come hang out here as well. Once again, just kind of like leaning on the car, right? Just
where's chill. Your side mirror at? Didn't come with one?
They don't have
he them. Lost it on the foot sideway.
I don't need him. He said he lost it on the highway.
Yeah. So, let's see. Yeah, I think we're going to keep the glasses. I like it with this one. You know what? Maybe, let's see. Because now we're kind of blocking the car a bit.
Space out a little bit.
Yeah, maybe Jesse, I'll have you come over here. Maybe I'll have you like right here in front as well, just hanging out.
Yeah.
All right. I think it works. All right. So yeah, once again, very relaxed shot, very wide. I don't really see what's going on. Just hanging out, all right? So Ivy too, I'll have you all just looking right at each other. All right, we're gonna try something a little bit different. David, I'll have you come out this way with me. More. Right there, that's good, all right. Jesse, I'll have you kind of step off to the side just a bit, right there, in a little bit, you got it. And I'll have you two also take like a step that way. That's good, yep, just like that. You guys got it. All right, David, I'm gonna have you kind of turn your body a little bit that way, yep. A little bit less. Yeah, right there. That's good. All right. Holding on to your drink. You're enjoying it, right? Pick you out, as always. All right. And let me see. Maybe even a little bit closer to me.
Too much?
No. I like that. Just right there. All right. So just standing nice and tall. You're just enjoying yourself a nice nice cocktail, right? Nice little drink. I'll have you go ahead and take a drink for me. There you go. Oh, he's got the pinky and everything out. That's the shot right there. Let me try one more.
Done this before.
You do a lot of drinking before wedding days? Is that what you're saying? Got married quite a few times?
17th, right?
They're all paid shots. 14
years to make sure it's right.
Perfect. All right, I'll have you put the drink down and just looking right at me. Just nice and strong. Glass up just a little bit higher. There you go. Right there. Now look back at the guys.
Strong man right there.
Yeah, what's up? Now back at me. That's it. That's the one. I love it. Perfect. Nice and easy. You want to see it?
Yeah, I do actually.
That one turned out pretty good. It's in the gym right there.
That's the Facebook screen. Profile.
Right? Cool. You probably just leave the car here.
I was going to say, you want the girls to do their thing?
I can give you the key.
Oh, actually, that's not a bad idea.
And like,
but probably not. I think with the wind, probably not. What time is it now? 12:48. So I gotta go in there.
Okay.
Get with them.
All right.
Yeah, I would say if you just wanted to take the car back, that's good.
Cool.
You guys still got the drinks over there, the crowns over there.
All right.
And then you guys are set.
All right.
All right.
Good.
Thanks,
all right,
man.
Brother. Thank you. We have the schedule.
All right. Now that I am done with the guys, I go inside to photograph the girls, and I find that they are not ready for photos. So to maximize my time, I, you know, walked around and I found a place to take a photo of the dress and had one of the bridesmaids help me with that. So when shooting the dress or jewelry, I always, always have a member of the wedding party there with me because if anything gets broken or lost, you know, I'm not going to be blamed for it. And it really helps to, you know, also get to know a member of the bridal party a bit more, which helps them open up later. They're more willing to help you later if you need something. And here is a pro tip for you. Go buy yourself a nice wooden hanger. I cannot tell you how cheap it looks for a $3,000, you know, $4,000, $5,000 dress to be hanging from a cheap plastic hanger. I think you can get like a four pack of these wooden hangers that look great from Target or, you know, wherever for like 10 bucks. They're probably cheaper on Amazon. So yeah, again, the plastic hanger, it just does not match the photo. And second, go buy yourself a light duty. It's called a light duty, either 3 or 4 inch spring clamp. Light duty spring clamp. And these are great to pull in the back of the dress. So when a wedding dress is hanging on a hanger, it's flat. It's laying flat. And it never looks flattering. It's very unflattering, actually. So these spring clamps kind of hold together the back of the dress. It gives the dress just a little bit more definition. And, you know, it's like $2 or $3 for one of these clamps. And as you're going to hear, you would not believe how much this, you know, $2 clamp really makes you look like a true professional to the bridesmaids. There are two ways to bring home more money with your photography business. You either get more clients or you spend less of the money that you make. CloudSpot Studio helps you keep more of what you earn. With the lowest payment processing fees in the industry, the average photographer will save $300 annually. And that's just more money to invest in essential gear, like a new flash or a sweet camera bag. You know, one that is perfect for storing all of the wedding day snacks that you can pack. But it's not just about savings. CloudSpot Studio is designed to streamline your workflow. Easily organize shoots, send contracts, questionnaires, invoices, and you're really going to enjoy the hassle-free payments. So sign up for a free CloudSpot account at deliverphotos.com. And as a bonus, you're going to get access to my exclusive wedding and portrait contracts and questionnaires at no additional cost. Why let fees chip away at your profits? Empower your photo journey with CloudSpot and watch your business soar.
Come in. Wait, there's a kid. Hold on. Oh, Beckham.
Hello.
Okay. Didn't want to get him hit.
Of course. All right, I'm going to scoot right over here.
No, you stay here.
Okay.
So what should I do with this? Let this put on the strings?
Yeah.
What looks best for you?
This is a strapless dress?
Well, maybe.
Okay. Yep. We'll do the strings here. Yes, and then if you could hold...
Is it this one?
Here.
Okay. Yes, so what I have is some clips.
You know what's up.
You want to bring the back a little closer together.
Got it.
And then I'll give you the clip right here, and then you can just clip it.
Oh, it's okay. So strong.
Right? Wedding dresses are heavy. You'd be surprised. Okay. See? Look at that. Now it fits. Okay.
Do you want it on that window?
I think so, yeah.
Of all of our dresses, I can find a new spot.
You know, I kind of like how it is right now. I like the lived-in look.
Should we take our tags off the dresses?
No, I don't think right now. Maybe that one, just right there. But other than that, I kind of like the shot just the way that it is.
Let me hold you.
So this is where I take photos of the dress. I always make sure to grab a wide shot where I can see where it's hanging, more of an environmental photo, you know, both in landscape and in portrait, just so that there's some variety for the album. And then I come in close to capture just a lot of the detail shots, you know, 5-10 or so. There's lots of intricate, you know, designs within a wedding dress, and the more of those that you can photograph, the better.
Okay.
And then she has another one for her other daughter. Oh, it's in here.
You know what? Yeah, I think we'll just take just the dress photo by itself. Okay. Everything else I'll get, obviously, while everybody's wearing it.
Okay.
I think before she gets in the dress, though, do you know if she has all of... Hey.
I just changed her.
All of the ring, all the details, all the small stuff.
Oh, yeah, that you want to take pictures of, rings and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do have the...
I'm going to grab my camera real quick.
I do have the box. You need my real ring too, and then with the band?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know which way you want to put it in there with it, but.
Okay. That's perfect, just like that.
And then do you need like her flower? Were you wanting to do like flower photos?
Yeah, you know what? I think I'll just this take is a mess. These
I'm gonna
photos.
Show that a little bit.
Okay. I might just do them right here. I can get in close enough.
Mariah's here.
Okay.
Here right now. She's been doing it. Hannah's started at Keegan's hair.
Okay.
And then all she has to do left on me is just my bottom lashes and then the airbrush.
Okay.
Which we can even wait for that if he wants to go ahead and get the back of our robes.
Okay.
And then she just needs to do all your girls' makeup.
Yeah, it should be fast.
Right. I just hope she doesn't do like the full thing with mine just because of time.
Yeah. Which well, you'll get first priority.
All right.
So the bridesmaid actually walks out while I was shooting the jewelry here. So when I'm done, I take it, I take the jewelry, I put it in my hands, and I walk down to the bride and I ask very directly, who should I give these two to hold on to? Again, this is, you know, to make it clear that I no longer have the jewelry. The rings actually did get lost later, just for a moment. But if I had not made it clear that, you know, I was giving them to someone specific, it would, you know, be plausible to think that I may have misplaced them. So anyway, keep that in mind. Always, you know, either keep somebody next to you while you're photographing, you know, the dress and the jewelry, or be very direct in saying, who do you want me to give these to? So next, the bride walks back in to get into her dress. And, you know, this is where you take photos of the bride getting in a dress. And after listening to the clip, it was just the bride and her mother talking the whole time. So, you know, you hear a few shutter clicks. So I decided not to include it in here because it's just kind of a personal conversation. So I don't really give much direction at all when the bride is getting in her dress. I just find a spot that looks good before she gets in the dress, and then I ask the bride to, you know, stand there as I take photos. I typically, you know, get the wide, a medium close-up of the bride looking at herself in the mirror, and then, you know, wide and close-ups of mom zipping up the dress or lacing up the dress, whatever it is, and then the mom and the bride sharing a moment, hugging, and that's really about it. That's the moment there. One thing to note, though, is that not all brides exude like excitement when putting on the dress. You know, maybe they have a lot on their mind or what have you. So if that happens, you can try a shot where maybe you are behind the bride. And if she's looking in the mirror, you know, put your focus point on the back of the dress so that her face is not the main focus of the photo. When, you know, it's laced up and zipped up or whatever, then you ask the mom or the bride to, you know, look at each other, you know, look at the dress, have them hug, and there will be a smile in there, I promise. And when that moment happens, just make sure that you are, you know, zoomed in, you're nice and tight for that shot. So now it is time for the ceremony to start. Now, at the beginning of the ceremony, I always start up front where the mother of the bride will be, because that gives me a good shot of people coming down the aisle. So we have the groom and the officiant walking down the aisle, followed by grandparents. There were three sets of parents, so they all came down. That took a while. And when this is happening, I keep my camera in continuous autofocus mode so that it tracks the people walking, keeping them in focus. Yeah, you just got to make sure that your shutter speed is quick enough to also freeze the people walking. You know, typically, you know, 1/125th of a second should be fine, but to err on the side of caution, it'd probably be better to be shooting it, you know, 1/250th of a second. And then at this point, the bridal party starts to come on down. And here come the ring bearers, followed by the bride and her dad. Right now, I am focused on the groom to get his reaction as the doors open up for the bride to come on down. I typically find that you know, getting photos right as the doors open don't really look too good. Or when the bride and the father are at the end of the aisle, it doesn't look super good. So that way I grab a photo of the groom and his reaction. And then by that point, then the bride and her father are about halfway down the aisle. And then that's where I start to take photos. At this point, I also have two cameras on me, one with the 70 to 200 to get that reach, and then the other one with a 35 millimeter lens for when they get close. And, you know, I can't back up enough.
Honored guests and family, we are gathered together inside of God and joined David and Chris in marriage. Marriage is a sacred and joyous covenant. Who gives this woman to be married to this man?
Her mother and myself.
Right now, I'm still up at the front of the pews so that I can capture the transition from father to groom to be as the bride walks up on the stage. Once the couple gets up on the stage and the ceremony, I guess, officially starts, and he says, "You may be seated." That's when I kind of take a few steps and start to, you know, only hang out on the sides of the stage or the back of the church.
You must give the same sacrificial love to each other. And above all these, put on love which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Here as an out of the arm.
Before I head to the back of the church and get kind of a wide shot, I make sure that while I'm still, you know, facing the groom, essentially, that I can get a photo of his reaction, either, you know, him looking at his wife or him looking at the officiant, but some sort of emotion. I want to get that. And then after I do get that, then I head to the back of the church, you know, right past the last aisle, go back to that 35 millimeter lens and get a nice wide shot of the ceremony.
Motive will exist, and you'll be giving in order to get. Your relationship will become a 50-50 deal-making relationship. And all those other qualities will not be developed. You must love each other in the same way, with an agape love, with an unconditional love.
Now that I capture the back of the church, I move off to the right side so that I can photograph towards the bride and get, again, her reaction, some sort of emotion going on in her face, either looking at her groom-to-be, you know, having some sort of reaction. I also then take individual photos of each of the bridal party as well. So in this case, all the bridesmaids, since they're on this side. This is a great, you know, because again, then they can get that emotion as well. I can get a photo of, you know, maybe a tear coming out or them paying attention or them excited, you know, what have you, because they are part of the wedding as well. It's not just about the bride and the groom, but the people who they surround themselves with. So getting a photo of the entire bridal party and individual photos of each of them, as well as the bride and groom, is also very important.
Kristen, there will be many times that you'll have to love David this way. You get that, David, if you understand it. Yeah, I know. You're there. All right. Kristen and David have decided to write their own vows to each other, and so we're going to start with David, okay?
Since the couple are writing their own vows, it's really important to, you know, get that one shot from the center. Typically, you know, in the guy's vows, there's going to be something funny. So it's always good to get a shot of, you know, people laughing and everybody up at the altar also laughing as well, getting that emotion. Because remember, it's that moment that matters. It's not that we're just all here together at the same time. It's that there's a moment happening. So when everybody laughs, that's the moment. So you wait, you put yourself in the right position. There it is. There's the laugh. You get the shot. And then you move on. This is where I move on to the left side of the church again so that I can photograph him more straight on, as well as getting the reactions from and individual photos of all of the groomsmen too.
I promise to always stay loyal to you. I promise to respect and understand you each day of my life.
I've watched you grow into...
Now that it's time for her vows, once again, I go to the right side of the church to photograph her more directly. Now that I think about it, it might be kind of difficult to figure out, like, how do you know, when these things are happening, and how do you not get in people's way? And those are great questions to be thinking of. So before every wedding, I make sure that I can meet with the officiant, like the day of, obviously, right before the ceremony, not, you know, before the wedding day. And I, you know, introduce myself and we talk and I try to get a layout of how the ceremony will flow, kind of what, how long it might be, what are the main points. And then I ask for, like, what happens right before you say, you know, you may kiss the bride or whatever. And then typically I find that, you know, if I'm off to the left or to the right, then if I hear this thing happening, like, oh, I'm going to say something about, you know, whatever, then I know to get back to the back of the church, right down the center to get that first kiss, because you don't want to be off to the side. That happened to me once, and it's just not the best photo. You'd much rather be in the center of the aisle. And then as far as, like, not disturbing anybody, you know, like I said, at the beginning of the ceremony, I'll be up at the front, like where the mother of the bride will be, so that I can photograph people coming down the aisle. But aside from that, I'm either off to the side or in the back of the church. I never walk in front. I never walk behind the couple, even if it's an outdoor wedding, because I believe that, you know, the couple invited everybody here today to witness their ceremony. And for me to get in the way, to be a nuisance during something like that, to take away attention from the couple is not something that I want to do. So I just make sure to either staff to the sides or in the back of the church. Now, at this point, I have pretty much got everything that I need. I got photos of the bridal party, you know, individual shots. I got, you know, side photos of the bride, the groom, the officiant. I got photos at the end of the aisle. I got photos of the vows. I got photos of them exchanging the rings. At this point, I got everything that I need to tell the story of the ceremony, so I just head to the back of the church and kind of camp out there, right? I have the camera ready just in case anything happens, and as you can hear, I still take a few photos, but essentially now it's just waiting for the kiss to come, and then when that happens, then I'm all good to go. I don't feel like there's any need to take additional photos when you know that you got it.
And marriage is one of the strongest ways that we show that. Well, as a minister of the Church of Christ, and by the authority which the state has vested in me, I now pronounce you, David and Kristen, husband and wife, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
So this is where I'm in the center of the aisle. I am all the way at the back. I'm zoomed in all the way with my 70-200. The focus is ready. It's on, you know, fast mode to take photos. Fast mode. Technically, it's continuous high on Fuji. Take a bunch of photos as they kiss, try to do a landscape, try to do a portrait, and then I put that camera down, grab the other camera with the 35mm lens on as they start walking towards me. As they start walking towards me, you know, take a few photos. Typically, this is when they're going to look in the audience and say, yay, we did it, you know, things like that. They might fist pump. And then as they're about halfway down the aisle, I will look at them and say, you know, going for a kiss, as you just heard. And then they go in for a kiss. I got it. And then they walk right past me. And then the ceremony's over. And now I just photograph the people walking down the aisle to get those photos. And that's it. That was the ceremony. All right, now that the ceremony is over, it is time to head outside for bridal portraits. This is where we grab photos of the whole bridal party. I already photographed the guys, so I also need to grab individual photos of the girls and then couple portraits as well. And I was very relieved that there was no rain outside, so we took full advantage of that. However, there was a lot of wind. So, Kristen, I'll have you pretty much just right here on this first step, looking towards me. All right? I love that, just the way that it is, how it was all kind of wrapped around like that. Yep, yep. So, and then...
Zombie does, but...
Yep, and then each pairing, whoever we went up down the aisle with, will come up there.
Oh, so I find me in order? Jesse!
Or you know what? You two are married, right?
Yeah.
Are you two? Okay.
Yeah.
So then I'll just have you two stand together, same with Sam and Jesse, and then I'll have you two together
like,
up there.
Like people I have. Mine someone as well. I have relations together. With?
Might as well, right?
Okay, then that's not true.
David, I'm going to have you come down right here, right? You're going to get your feet under the dress there.
Under the dress, because we want to...
I'm working on it.
Let's see. I'll have you four take maybe one step back. Go up one step. We'll see how that works. Yeah. Okay, and then I'll actually have you come in maybe just right here. Yeah, take half that step right there. No, half step back. Yeah, you don't have to be leaning on the rail. And then I'll have you come behind. Yep, just like that. All right? And I'm going to be right here. So, you know what? I was wrong. I'm going to have you right here on the railing, all right? Then everybody's just looking right here. And one, two, David, hand in the pocket. We'll wait for the wind. We'll wait for the wind. And one, here it comes. One, two, three.
Woo! Okay, David, Kristen, going for a kiss for me?
Okay.
Woo! Yeah! Now everybody, yeah! So once again, everybody looking right here. And Kristen, I'll have you hold your flowers down. Maybe even hold them down like that. Like, yep, point them down. Okay, we'll kind of hold them up, but keep, yep, just like that. Yep, just like that. It feels weird. All right, one, two, and three. Ladies, I'll have everybody kind of fix the hair real quick before the wind comes back.
I'm saying like hold flowers anytime.
All right, and one, two, and three, just like that. Perfect. Chris and I, have you put your hand around David? One, two, three. We'll get it before the wind comes. I think we got it. Perfect. All right. Now we'll do one more down here. All right. Kristen, David, I'll have you two probably just standing right here.
When it comes to group photos, I really try to keep it nice and easy. We start off relaxed, everyone just hanging out, you know, looking at each other. And then we do a formal photo, everybody looking at the camera, looking a little bit more serious, looking a little bit more happy. And then I try to get a few variations. So we did this photo on the stairs because it was a good composition. And then we also did it down on ground level. Now, if I had more time, I would have loved to have taken them somewhere nature-y, but it didn't work out.
Okay. Yeah. We just do boy, girl, whatever's easiest. So maybe I'll have you two on this side. All right. And then I'll have you come on in here. Let's see. Yeah, I'll have Jesse first. There you go. Perfect. And we're going to get nice and close. We're just hanging out, okay? Yeah. This is the Vogue photo right here. All right. That's what this is. Yeah, oh, I like that a lot. So yeah, I would just say, yeah, just looking at me right here, very Vogue. Very serious. We're all models. This is the best day of our lives type look. That's it. That's the one. All right. Now, this one's a little bit more formal. All right, guys, hands in the pockets. You guys are good. Jesse, we'll do thumbs out. Yep. And then nice and tall, nice and strong. Right? We'll wait for the wind to die down. It's a lot of wind, but there's no rain.
I know.
So, whatever. Yeah.
It rained today, so that's good luck for the wind.
There you go. And one, two, and three. Right there. Perfect. I love it. You guys look good. And then now just looking at each other. Everybody's having a good time. We're all laughing. Going for a kiss for me? Going, David, Kristen, going for a kiss?
No, don't be weird.
No kiss. Okay. Woo! There it is. Perfect. And now everybody scream. Hold up the bouquets. Yeah! We did it! Yes! Love it. Awesome. That's what Photoshop is for. It's okay. We're good. Yeah. We're good. We're good. We're good. So now I think I just need you girls, right? Because I already got all the guys.
Yep, you need more of us girls?
Yes. Okay, absolutely. It. Absolutely.
And then do you want to do those?
Yeah, so yeah, once we finish up with girls, then we will just do bridal party. Perfect. All right, all the guys, I'll have you guys come over here, maybe over by the grass. I think if we, yeah, I think that the wind, if we go over here, it might be easier to get up if
yeah,
it's
you think that will block the
wind? Difficult. Yeah. Forgot to bring my leaf blower today.
With all of the wind from the past few days, there were leaves everywhere, all over the ground. And the bride's dress was kind of lacy. So it was a real leaf magnet, right? They were all getting stuck in there. So, you know, we had to walk up onto a grassy patch to take some photos of the girls. So, you know, just do your best to try to help out by clearing a path, you know, for the leaves.
Looks
just
great,
with your shoes, just knock them out of the way. You know, you're not going to get them all, but, you know, just making a small path really does make a big difference in their eyes.
Get in nice and,
and it saves you a lot of Photoshop time from having to remove those leaves from the dress later on as well.
So there we go. We'll all have our flowers kind of down a bit more. Of course, here comes the wind. Let's see. And one, two, and three. Let me get one more. One, two, three. Just like that. Perfect. Okay. So now, Kristen, I'm going to have you stay right there. All right. We're going to do photos with each of you with Kristen. All right. So I'll have you start since you're already in the perfect position.
Okay.
I'll have you two come off to the side here. Okay. I'll have you two face me right here. And one, two. Yeah, we'll bring the flowers down a bit more. There we go. One, two, and three. Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll have you come out. I'll have you go in next. All right, are we ready? Once the wind dies down. All right, yes, perfect. All right, one, two, and before the wind comes. I think I got it. I did, yep, okay, perfect. No, sorry, stay right there. Yeah. Yeah, Kristen doesn't move. Okay. We'll get Sam back in. And this is our chance right here. And one, two, and three. Just like that. Perfect. Go ahead and look at each other. Stare into each other's eyes.
Only you were like this. One of my favorite photos. Looking at each other.
Yes. Okay, no, we're done now. Perfect. Thank you.
Finally married.
Awesome. Okay, while we're right here, I think this is a good spot. I'll just grab a few photos of you. And then, are there any other photos with the bridal party that you have pictured?
Any of like you and the girls?
Oh no, that he's saying the bridal party.
Oh, okay.
I think we're good on the bridal party.
I want me to salute you.
So now that I got individual photos of all the girls and a group shot of all of them together, now it's time for just the bride. So I start wide, you know, get photos of the bride looking around, get a few variations, you know, environmental, and then I start to get closer. I photograph things like the flowers, her makeup, her earrings, her necklace, her eyelashes, you know, pretty much everything that she spent money on.
You made it. We did it. I'll have you look down at your flowers for me. Okay, and actually I'm gonna get in a little bit closer. And can I have you bring your flowers up a bit for me? I know it'll feel weird. Yep, keep looking down at them. And maybe even down a little bit more. Get those eyelashes looking good. Perfect. And then just with your eyes, look right at me. There you go. That's the one. Perfect. Okay. So I'll have you pull them back down. I'll have you pull them back down. All right. So now I will have you looking, let's see.
You might be on
so looking right at me, looking happy, right? Wedding day. Now look back at the girls. Girls are now the support team, right? Woo! Looking back. Woo! Yeah, perfect. And then I will have you just kind of looking maybe off into the distance that way, all right?
Look at that dog kennel.
Perfect. And then one more looking just right back at me right here. There you go. And then, I'm sorry, one off looking at the kennel over there. The wedding kennel, we'll call that one. Perfect. Okay, now you can stay right there. I'm going to kind of walk around you, take a few photos of some details.
I need a picture with you.
Flowers look so cool. Perfect. And actually, while I'm here, I will have you hold up the charm. Yep, just like that. I will have you just lower. Yep, right there. Right there. That is perfect. One, two. Got it. And then can you turn it around for me as well so that I can see the
charm?
Just like that. Awesome. Love it. Okay, stay right there.
Can you go in?
Take a few photos of your earrings, your necklace.
Yeah. All right. You just want me kind of like me looking off?
Yep, okay. Just looking off. That works.
I got three more to work with? Okay, good.
I'll have you just...
And that is where the battery on my GoPro died, so I have no more audio. I did swap out batteries when we went back inside, and I recorded the reception as well, but you know, after listening to it, it was just music, so I cut it out. So that means that we're just gonna jump straight to the end of the night when I get into my car and share my final thoughts of the evening. Wedding's over. Back at the car. Initial thoughts for things in my control. So the day felt, I said earlier in the day, like, we're gonna have so much time to do stuff. There's gonna be like tons of waiting around. And I wasn't wrong that there was a lot of time scheduled for stuff, but stuff just took forever. So I'm shocked, but everything was properly, you know, the time was properly budgeted. So that is kind of crazy to think about. So as far as that goes, things in my control. How do I feel I did? I do this after every wedding. What were the good things? What were the bad things? What can be improved upon next time? So I'm going to start with the good things. What do I feel went well? I said that I was worried about my flashes, and actually, I didn't even use them. I had one on camera, but even though there were no windows downstairs for the reception, there were tons of lights, and the lights looked pretty good. Now, sure, I had to shoot everything at, you know, a 30th of a second, you know, dancing and stuff, so... You know, I really tried to stay at a 60th of a second, even though the photos were clearly underexposed. You know, I think I can save them in Lightroom. That shouldn't be a problem. I like to get it properly exposed in camera, but, you know, this is what I had to deal with. If I didn't have my flashes to add extra exposure, I had to shoot everything underexposed so that at least then they were still sharp from a shutter speed perspective. And I'm going to have to do my best in post to brighten them up. So that was, did I say that was good or did I say that was bad? I think I said that was good. That was good that, I was able to, at least initial reaction, get good enough photos, without using the flash. All right. Update. After the call, way too many photos were blurry from the lack of flash. I'm not happy about that at all. Not good. I did get enough photos that were in focus and, you know, had a fast enough shutter speed that it was frozen, that it's not going to be an issue. But I did miss way more shots than I thought I did. So don't shoot a wedding without flash. Seriously. I mean, you're going to get 40, 50, 60% more keepers from a reception, when you use a flash, and the light just looks 100 times better. This was 100% my mistake. What else was good? I feel like, even though this whole thing was indoors and, you know, not a lot of natural light, the place had some pretty good lights, and in good locations. So I feel like I was able to get some pretty decent photos with a decent exposure without having to use too much flash. I still tried to keep the flash on my camera for all of the getting ready stuff because, you know, you walk in and you're just like, you just have this preconceived idea that it's going to be all fluorescent, that it's all going to be bad. And I wasn't totally wrong, but I tried to overpower all of the, not natural light, but the artificial light that was just naturally occurring inside of the church. So I tried to overpower it with my flash. But once I kind of gave in to the natural light that was there, things kind of felt better. So that was a good thing. So I guess just being less, one thing that I can do is be less, critical of the light that is there. Maybe critical isn't the right word. Less, I should be more open to testing the light that is there, because even though I've shot, you know, well over 100 weddings, there are still times where I'm surprised by light. You know, I don't have the perfect light trained eyes. So I need to be more open to testing out the light that is available to just see how it looks in photos before I introduce flash, instead of just saying, I'm just going to use flash all the time and go from there. So, but I think that the photos are going to turn out better because of it. What went bad? There was some, I don't want to say miscommunication between me and the bride, but I could have done more on my part to educate her on what family photos look like, right? Because what I found was that the family photos took 100 years because, you know, her list, the bride's list, just said things like bride plus parents. Well, she had three sets of parents, two sets of parents. And then he had a set of parents as well. So like, and then the mom didn't know exactly who was helping me. The mom who was helping me call out names didn't know, like, does that mean all the sets of parents plus the bride and groom? And at the end I had to be like, you know, look, if you like, let's do individual families because, and then we'll do one giant group photo. But if we do all the individual families first, like this, like the, you know, the Smith family, and then the, well, I guess that's a bad example, but like if we do one side of the family and then the other side of the family and then his family, then people feel more connected to those photos. They're like, these are my people, not these are all the people. The only people who want photos of everybody at the wedding are the bride and groom. So I got to think about the other family members who are at the wedding and that they might want to buy prints of these family photos. And therefore, you know, they want photos of just them. So I could have been more clear about that. Second thing, the daughter was very young. I told you, toddler earlier, I said that she had fell asleep during the ceremony, which was kind of cute, you know. But that meant that when we did family photos, nobody wanted to wake her. So I said, okay, make sure that I get a photo of the bride and groom and then their two kids before I leave. Get a photo of the bride and groom with their two kids before I leave. Well, about, you know, 7 o'clock, so I still had an hour left. Things had started to, there started to be less activities for the reception. Like we had done the dinner, we had done the toast, the first dance, you know, all these sorts of things. And I said, like, so it started to just become like open dance floor. And I said, okay, I went up to the bride and I said, I would be a terrible photographer if I didn't get a photo of you two and your two girls. And she looked at me like in horror, because she had just sent the girls home with her in-laws. And she's like, what? She was upset. She said, oh my God, I'm the worst mother. And so obviously, like, she didn't blame me directly, which was a good thing. But honestly, that is 100% my fault. That was not, there's so many moving parts on a wedding day that, you know, to expect her to remember all of those things and still have a good time is ridiculous. That's 100% my fault. And, unfortunately, I dropped the ball on that one. So, you know, at this wedding, I didn't get a photo of, you know, the bride and the groom and their two girls. Outside of that, a little interesting observation that I found today. So, I actually shot this wedding with the Fuji's version of a 24 to 70. And if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you know that I am a big fan of, prime lenses, and I've been shooting weddings on prime lenses for the past 10 years. And I feel that, when it comes to zooms, they made me a lazy photographer. I just kind of stood in a corner and could zoom in and, you know, whatever. So that's why I like primes, because they force me to think more photographically. And I would say that that's still the case a bit. You know, the thing with, you know, when I shoot with a the equivalent of a 35 and an 85, when I have the 35 on, you know, you get your photo and then you think, okay, it's be nice to have a tighter version of it with like the 85. But if it's in your bag, and I'll be honest, sometimes that laziness creeps in and you just don't change lenses, and then you just end up getting closer to the action, and those photos typically get a little bit better, but they're still not, you know, a photo changes when you change the focal length. The relationship that you have with your subject and the surroundings, it changes. So today what I found was with the 24 to 70, I might start wide like I normally would, but then instead of just getting closer, I was able to zoom in, which I did find helpful because now I don't have to crop in as much. And I think that the photos are going to benefit because of it, because I was able to get more tighter shots. I was able to fill the frame more. I'm going to have to do less cropping. So again, I feel like the photos are going to benefit because of it, but I didn't feel the same creatively as I do when I shoot with primes. When you're forced to either get closer or further away with your feet, step closer, you know, step further back, or change lenses, that is a different relationship that you have with your photos and the or capturing the photos in your surroundings. And I like that because, again, it makes me feel like I'm in control of the image that I'm capturing, and it forces me to you know, get closer 9 times out of 10. So, I don't think that it was a bad thing. I don't think that it was a good thing. It was just an observation. The photos might be slightly better because of it, but while I was shooting, I just felt less connected. So the next step is to go home, and tonight I still have work because I'm going to load the photos onto my computer so that they could back up to my cloud service, Backblaze, overnight while I'm asleep, and then in the morning they can be imported into Lightroom to start their initial cull before I start editing. But it is super important that when, even on your drive home, make sure that those memory cards are on your person. Not in the cameras, not in the trunk, on your person. Because, trust me, sometimes late wedding, you get home and you bring in the camera bag, but oh, you forgot that you also put the second camera body in the, you know, in the rolling suitcase, and you know, you leave it in the car overnight. And I've never had a problem losing a camera or data or anything like that. But I think it's because I take these precautions. Keep the memory cards on you so that you don't have a mistake. Yeah, so there you go. That was a full wedding day. I really hope that you found this behind-the-scenes episode helpful if you are a wedding photographer. And if you're not a wedding photographer, I really want to hear your biggest takeaway for you to have stuck around to the end of this episode. You know, I want to know what you're going to be implementing into your own photography. So leave me a voicemail. This is the perfect opportunity. Let me know. You know, there's nothing to download, and you can do it right from the homepage of beginnerphotographypodcast.com. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. Now, at the beginning of the episode, I mentioned that this was my last wedding of the year, and I had something that I wanted to share at the end of the episode. As many of you know, my first love was film, right? Film is in movies, right? So before I discovered my love for photography, I went to film school to be a cinematographer. But I really got my first taste of photography freedom, shooting weddings. And I think it was at that moment that I thought that, you know, I knew what I wanted to do as a career. So I pushed ahead full steam. I made a nice little niche for myself. I shot some amazing weddings. Had some incredible experiences and just, you know, had some cake that you wouldn't believe. Then 2018 comes around and, you know, I just turned 30 and I had shot a wedding that year for a couple who I believe they were probably 19. And while, you know, the wedding was fun, I just didn't connect with them in a way that I did with other couples that were, you know, closer to my age. And it hit me in that moment that I'm only going to get older and my brides, for the most part, are going to stay the same age. And although I still loved all the creative challenges that shooting a wedding allowed me to have, that seed was planted that I didn't want to retire shooting weddings. And then 2020 came. COVID put a full stop to weddings for the whole season. And I wasn't miserable. In fact, I quite enjoyed it. I had some space to think, you know, think about weddings, think about photography, think about my future. And that is also when I got the X100V, the Fuji X100V, and I had never felt more creative than I did that summer, just photographing, you know, the kids and our life. So for a while, my brain just kind of checked out of weddings. You know, I stopped advertising for weddings and I started to ask myself, what's next? What can I transition into? I thought about family portraits and I did not go through with that. I thought about fine art. I thought about conceptual photography. I thought about large format photography. And even though, you know, I kind of tried all these things, nothing felt right. Nothing felt as right as shooting that first wedding did for me. I started to shoot more personal stuff, as you've seen with my my monthly photo dumps. But I really didn't find anything that I felt right away would turn into a career. And maybe that's just because, you know, I'm still so close to weddings. I don't know. But here we are, a year later, and this wedding that you heard me shoot today was not only my last wedding of the year, but it was my last wedding that I have on the books. And I'm still left feeling like I don't really know what is next in photography for me. On one hand, I love the work that I'm producing still, in my personal work, in my photographic pursuits, but it's not stuff that's going to build a career. So I'm talking to my wife about all this, and she says, you know, maybe you need a break from the business side of photography to find and foster a new passion in photography. And I couldn't really argue with that logic. So as of today, I'm no longer a professional photographer. And wow, that felt really weird to say. That sounded way weirder than it sounded in my head. But yeah. Now, at the same time that I made this decision, I had found a local company that was actually looking to hire a videographer. And the position kind of checked all of the boxes that, you know, I would want if I was to rejoin the workforce. So I took the job, and I will be starting in the new year. That is so weird to say. Now, I am not quitting the podcast. I'm not quitting photography. But you know that meme that there's the photo of the sky, and it says, the sky every time I take my camera out to shoot the sunset. And it's like this terrible sunset. There's no clouds. There's no, you know, nothing interesting. And then under it, there's another photo that says, the sky every time I go to the grocery store while my camera is at home. And it's just this amazing sunset that, you know, a phone could never do justice. That's kind of how I feel taking this position as a videographer. You know, sometimes when you try and force something to happen, kind of like what I feel like I've been doing for the past year and a half, you're left feeling drained and having made no progress. But when you have some space and you keep your eyes open, things just kind of pop up and suddenly it becomes clear. So as I said, I am not done with photography. I am still going to be shooting every day. I will still be uploading my monthly photo dumps. And I'm going to be trying new things in photography as well. And the podcast isn't going anywhere. There are still going to be weekly interviews. There is still going to be an amazing community. There is still going to be education and desire to help you to become the best photographer that you can be. So, yeah. Now, if you are still listening, thank you for sticking with me. I hope that you can find some space going forward in your photography, either to discover what it is that you love most or discover how to go deeper into something that you already love. So that is it for this week. Remember, the more that you shoot today, the better of a photographer you will be tomorrow. I'll talk to you soon.